Good evening and a very warm welcome to The Music Tree. I'm JJ O'Shea, and this is where we explore the many roots and twisting branches of music in all its ever-growing, ever-changing wonder. And we begin tonight with a bang.
Manhã, minha ruela, sol pela janela, o senhor jeitoso da trégua sabe.
Anna Moura, sounding quite breathless, almost as if she's running down the stairs and out the door, which sounds about right, actually, as that's a song about the simple joy of taking a day off work. Anna Moura's one of the queens of Portuguese fado music, or fadistas, as they are known in Portugal. Fado is a kind of urban folk music that sprung into life in the sailors' bars and boarding houses of Lisbon, over 100 years ago, and that song, Dia de Folga, which translates as a day off, brings us to our theme for this evening, which is the way feelings or moods and emotions can be expressed through music. Music from different places, different times, in different styles. Beginning first there with joy, the feeling of joy, captured so well on that song about heading off on a skite by Anna Moura. And we're going to stay in that joyful zone for one more, the sound of Congolese rumba, because nothing expresses joy better than the exuberance of dance. Congolese rumba, which pulls off the almost impossible trick of being a solid sender up and at you kind of dance music, while at the same time feeling as cozy and as comfortable as your favourite armchair. We've just been listening to Mosey Fanfan and his band and the track Papa Lolo. And he, Mosey Fanfan, was a regular visitor, not just to Ireland, but here to Kerry too. He headlined the Bealtaine Festival in Dingle one year, and he played a concert in St John's in Listowel another time. And I've reason to remember that one well. I'd gone to the gig in Listowel with a few friends. It was a seated concert, and the band were in top form, really cooking, and we're all into it. When Mosey Fanfan pointed down to one of the girls in our company and called her up onto the stage to dance with the band. That was no problem to Joan Green. Anyone who knows Joan can understand she just threw herself into it. So that was fine. And Joan danced around the stage and came back down to great applause. And the band continued cooking away and we're all grooving along in our seats when Mosey Fanfan pointed down again. But this time, he pointed down at me. Now, he didn't know me from Adam. It just happened that way. But I got to tell you, my dancing isn't much cop. I'm not a great dancer. Far from it. I kind of bluff my way through at best. So I really didn't want to go up there. But the thing is, you look more of a Wally if you don't go up in a situation like that than if you do. So I felt I didn't have any choice. And so I found myself having a kind of out-of-the-body experience as I watched myself go up the steps of the stage. I remember the strong lights on the stage, and then Mosey indicated that I should dance. Well, I mean, I've had dreams, nightmares, I should say, a bit like that. I kind of wiggled about as best I could for what felt like an eternity. I still get a slight shiver thinking about it. But look, no one died. We'll be back with more music and a very different emotion in just a jiff. The opening movement, the Adagio, from Elgar's Cello Concerto, in a recording reckoned by many to be the definitive one, featuring a young Jacqueline Dupré on the cello, together with the London Symphony Orchestra under the baton of Sir John Barbarolli. Elgar wrote the piece in the immediate aftermath of the First World War, and from its opening bars, I think you can hear how it expresses his profound sorrow at the unbelievable slaughter of that war and his nostalgia, I suppose, for a world now vanished forever. The casualties in that war were so high that there weren't many families that were untouched by it, even families here in Ireland too, because even though we didn't have conscription as such, we were still under the British Crown and there were recruiting offices up and down the country. We even had one here in Killarney, in Hen Street, and when you signed up, you received a bit of payment up front, and apparently it did most business on a Saturday evening when some of the lads were tempted by a bit of money for the night out. In fact, there was one lane here in Killarney, Well Lane off of Main Street, that lost 17 people killed in the First World War.
Generation is millionaires. It's hard for me to keep these clothes to wear.
I suppose you can't take a look at music expressing sorrow without including the blues. The clue is in the name. Otis Rush didn't achieve the kind of fame that the three kings of the blues guitar, B.B. King, Albert King and Freddie King, did. But he cut a number of blistering tracks for the Cobra label in 1957 in Chicago that still sound dangerous today. Rory Gallagher was a huge fan and gigged with him in the 80s, and we just heard Otis Rush on the original version of the classic blues Double Trouble, the song that Stevie Ray Vaughan named his band after. He says, in this generation of millionaires, it's hard to find decent clothes to wear. And I suppose the only difference today would be that you'd say in this generation of billionaires. Going closer to home now, because I can't think of anything that touches the heart more than this Cleaner. Simply titled Cleaner and sung by Kitty Gallagher, recorded by Alan Lomax in 1953 when he was collecting music in Ireland. It's a lament for a dead child, and there's been many versions based on this recording. It's been given dramatic, electronic and orchestral settings and arrangements, but it's hard to beat the raw, naked intensity of the solo voice of Kitty Gallagher. The traditional keen, simply titled Cleaner and sung by Kitty Gallagher. When the emotion is that raw, it speaks for itself. But I'd just like to say this. When Seamus Ennis was collecting music for the Folklore Commission in the 1940s, he collected songs from Kitty and her sister Annie in Donegal. And if there was a dance or ceilidh in the local village, Gweedore, a few miles away, he'd carry Kitty there on the bar of his bicycle, and then he'd come back all those miles again and collect Annie and bring her on the bicycle too. Fair play to him, I say. Hey, we'll be back in a jiff, and I wonder, can you guess what our next emotion is from the track coming up?
W-A-S-H-I-N-G T-O-N, baby. D-C. W-A-S-H-I-N-G T-O-N, baby. D-C.
Washington, D.C. It's paradise to me. It's my baby's kiss that keeps me coming back. It's my baby's kiss that keeps me coming back.
Washington, D.C. is very much in the news these days, headline after headline. But that song isn't about the city, really, or the political life there. Even though it's called Washington, D.C., it's by the Magnetic Fields. And the singer says, Washington, D.C. is paradise to me. It's not the spectacles and pageantry, the thousand things you've got to see. It's just that's where my baby waits for me. I love its simplicity and its humour. I think it's one of the great love songs, and love is our theme now. And this is a traditional Hungarian love song. Rapulj Madar Rapulj, Fly Bird Fly, is the title of that song by Marta Sebastian. Am I the only one who thinks that air sounds completely Irish? The words say, fly bird fly, fly to my true love. Well, this one definitely sounds completely Irish.
A storm agree when you're far off. From the home that you'll soon be leaving. Tis many time by night and day. For somebody's speedy returning.
I don't think it's just because that was my father's favourite song that A Storm O'Cree by the Voice Squad really tugs on my heartstrings. It's drenched in soul, one of the very great emigration songs, expressing the pain of love, love for a person and love for a country. I mean, we can only imagine how it was for previous generations, leaving home, leaving your sweetheart, in the full knowledge that you might never return, in a time when travel just wasn't as easy as today, and the feelings that must have been aroused at the American wake. The Voice Squad conjure up a sense of all of that on A Storm O'Cree. Now, I can't think of a term for the next theme coming up after the break. It's not really an emotion. I better think about it back after this.
Oh, no. Oh, oh.
the singer Walid Ben Salim, together with the harper Marie-Marguerite Cano. He's from Morocco and she's from France. And together they've made a wonderful album titled Here and Now, recorded live in concert in Switzerland, in which they've set the mystical poems of Sufi poets like Rumi and Ibn Arabi to music. And the album is a triumph. But what do I call the theme that we've moved on to now? The religious impulse? Not quite. The spiritual dimension, maybe. That's a bit better. I'm trying to put words on the faith in a higher power that is expressed in music from all around the world. The piece we heard there is titled Nazma, and there isn't really a direct translation from the Arabic. Maybe soul is the nearest. The words are an allegory for the awakening of the spirit. Although I see from his picture on the cover of the album that Walid Ben Salim has the three qualities that I most dislike in another man, which is to say he's young, he's clearly talented, and he has a very full head of hair. Does she need any introduction? Aretha Franklin there, returning to her gospel roots with the James Cleveland Community Choir on the song The Old Landmark. And Aretha brings us almost to the close of this week's Swing Around the Branches of the Music Tree. It's time for me to head for my little hut on the hill. And I'm going to leave you with the singer Yungchen Lamo, who was born in Tibet and whose Buddhist belief underpins most of her music. The track Sound Healing comes from her most recent album, One Drop of Kindness. It's Misha J.J. O'Shea. Slán for now. Mm-hmm.